morning, all. We are just begun the fifth chapter of Perek Hei of Maseches Sukkah, and we're up to Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah. So the Mishnah from here on is going to be describing various details of how the Simchas Beis HaShaviva, right, the exciting party that they used to have in the Beis HaMikdash every single day of Sukkot, because of the excitement over the fact that they had the Nisa Chamayim ceremony, they parted all the water, and therefore they knew that God was going to refill it, so they were so excited. So it says the Mishnah a few more details of this, of what happened. So Mishnah Beis, B'motzai Yom Tov HaRishon Zal Chag, so after, at night, right after the first day of Yontif had ended, right, the actual Yontif part, obviously outside of Israel, that would be after the second day. So Yardu Lezras Nashim, what would they do? They would go down to the Ezras Nashim, to the women's section, the women's courtyard in the base of Miglash. Misaknin Sham Tikkun Gadol, they would make, the Mishnah doesn't say what they did. All it says is that they would make a great arrangement there. They would do something very special. So say the Mefarshim, what did they do? They would build, like, these balconies in the women's section, so that the women could be sitting up high, and the men can be down below for this celebration. Umenoros shel zahav hayusham be'arba be'arba'as sefalim shel zahav b'rashayen. So in the women's section, there were these huge candelabras. There were four of them, and there were four golden bowls on top of each one. There were ladders. There were four ladders, one going up to each one of these big bowls, these big on top of these candelabras. They had four young kohanim that were standing, waiting to climb up these ladders. What would they do? There were four pitchers that contained in total 120 lug of oil. That means that there were, those of us in high math, so 120 divided by four, there are 30 log of oil in each one of these jugs, just to get a sense of how heavy that was. It's a bit of a machlokas, but it seems like they could have weighed upwards of 40 pounds. The kids have to be somewhat strong to carry this up a ladder. So they would carry this up, and what would they do? They would carry it up and pour it into each one of the bowls. So obviously they're getting ready to light these major candelabras. And then finally, Mishnah Gimel, it's a continuation of this. They would take from like the worn out clothes of the Kohanim, from the worn out pants and like the older belts of the Kohanim, and they would tear like strips of material off of these pieces of clothing, and they would turn those into wicks. And they would light, they would use these to light the candelabras. And the Mishnah says something striking now. There was not a single courtyard in the entire city of Yerushalayim that was not lit from the grandeur of these lights, because they were so tall and they were on top of the base of English. So essentially they would cover the entire city of Yerushalayim. So every single chatzah, every single courtyard in the entire city of Yerushalayim was lit by the light of these lamps. You can imagine maybe that if this was happening nowadays, people probably would complain. There's some zoning restrictions over here. You can't have light that, whatever. But back in the day, that's what they used to do, and this was an amazing celebration. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. Next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. For now, we'll stop right here.